This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Timnath for
Hello, friends.
The greatest competition. I haven't seen it all yet, but I'm assuming this will be the greatest competition we've ever seen in our lives. It is officially KFKA taking on the listeners, and they already started. Tanner, he couldn't wait for us to get our socks off. He got us going quickly here today.
Yes, he did.
But we're ready to go.
He didn't even take the head cover off of his driveway.
He didn't.
Which was amazing, and that's why. You know, throughout this buildup, you know, we've been talking about the athletes who are going to compete here and Tanner.
Extraordinary athletes
and
Tanner,
Tanner warned us that his first shot would make us laugh. And not only that, peed a little. I mean, it was everything and more that I could hope for. Just setting the stage for you here, we have two teams.
Two teams,
We have our listener team, which has Dee Schreib. We have Near Broke. We have Craig. And we have Louie.
Louie.
All right. Tanner's team now. I should keep my voice down, but obviously the ball nearly hit us. All right.
The ball, has that happened before?
But it was a good shot.
Amazing
shot. I have never seen that in here.
And it was a Rockies ball. Almost killed us, Brian. Do you think that was because of the comments we were making earlier? I don't know, but we're underway here.
We are. We are on the first hole. We are playing TPC Sawgrass,
yes,
the
sir.
Back nine.
Yep.
And this course, I don't know how it favors Bruce, but Bruce right now is on his second shot, and he smoted that one.
Yeah, he really did.
That's a term I made up.
Smoted it.
He smoted it right past the green. We've seen some good performances so far, some good shots, and we've seen Tanner's. Tanner's tee shot was really, really bad.
Well, what do we think of the listeners here? Obviously, we got Craig, who is 7'8", I believe.
Yes.
Very tall.
Yes.
Seven even.
All right.
Okay. I thought he was kind of shorter than I thought.
Yeah, he's
We got Dee Schreib over there looking sharp, ready to go. We got Louie. We got him over there. He's ready. He's fine.
Yes, indeed.
And Near Broke, who has changed his name for the event to Near Miss.
Near, I saw that on the board, and I thought it was just even the video screen knew how to describe Near Broke shot.
Yeah.
That's
so what do you make of this at this point, Brian? Again, one, we're out here at Back 9 Timnath, the golf simulator. It is awesome in here, man. We could hang out here. You and I could just hang out here for a while.
No, this is great. Zach has put together a great place here. When you talk about the most accurate simulator and all that, just the space itself is fantastic here.
It's so cool.
Speaking of fantastic, Craig dribbled one.
He did dribble it.
To the left of the fairway.
Do you think the height gives him an advantage or a disadvantage, Brian?
I think it depends on the shot.
Mm-hmm. He could see over the trees a little bit easier than Tanner, probably.
Well,
I would imagine
there's
so.
A lot of jokes there. But we're not gonna fully get into this as Louie approaches.
Here goes Louie. Louie's the one I think is gonna be sneaky good. Louie's one I think is gonna be sneaky. When I say sneaky, it's because I don't know anything about him. but I walked in and I saw him first, and I thought that's the guy. I have a feeling.
Well, he just threw some article of something off of his shirt.
That's
He's getting more comfortable. And he is setting up nicely. He seems to have an idea of what he's doing there.
Yeah, he really does. Yeah, he's poised right now.
Louie takes the shot.
Are we going into the trees there? Wait.
Looks like we're going way right. Four.
Yeah.
Four.
Yeah, you want to make sure you warn the people.
Yeah, that's a cart path right there, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Louis, you get no relief. There's going to be some strange questions.
Shot result,
here.
Cart path. I like cart how it path. Pulls up and it shows us. Brian, this makes it easier for people like me that are idiots when it comes to golf. It shows you exactly what he did. I could have, you know, said that, but it said cart path.
Well,
Brian?
No, very accurate. Very accurate, Brady. Near Broke is getting set now. Now, I believe the KFKA team already has a couple on the green. And Near Broke doing his just steady down the fairway, and all of a sudden he's putting for par kind of situation.
He's got a quick shot too, Brian. Just kind of he gets up there.
There's not a lot to sit around and look at.
That's true.
You know,
you
after
just
kind of
go.
Yeah. Dee Shribe, I think he dresses the part.
Yeah.
But can he swing the club?
He's built like a Greek god, preparing himself for.
He is. If we were to have a shirtless golf competition,
he'd win so far.
Yeah, there's no question. Wow. I'd go on Dee Shribe.
Yeah, me too.
Well, I'd pick him.
Yeah. Thank you for clearing that up, Brian.
I thought it was.
But we
important.
All know what you meant.
Little short little, to the left.
Little left. Yeah, he's in the rough there. Yeah. So a little left.
Can't be happy with that.
No, he's not going to be thrilled with that situation.
No, he was expecting more out of himself. Sitting in the rough, looks like he's about 25 yards out.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Yeah, yeah. If I was reading the scoreboard correctly. So Dallas is up again. This will be his third stroke on this hole. It sounds like I'm starting to lean towards the KFKA team.
At this point, yeah. you're starting to get a feel that KFKA is the team to beat here.
I believe so, but this is an important shot for Dee Shribe. If he can lay that close, and oh my.
Wow. Dee Shribe.
Excuse me
Big
while
moment.
I eat my words. That was very nice, Dee Shribe. Congratulations.
Yes. Brian talking about maybe feeling like KFKA's got the upper hand here, and then Dee Shribe comes in and says, I don't think so, Brian. No, you know, not today, buddy.
That's why they play the game.
That's why they play it.
You know,
yeah.
Many people wonder, and that is why. Louis right now taking a look at the grid on the green.
Yeah. He looks locked in right now.
This is if this were a duck squat. I would pick the – no, never mind.
Okay.
That's a completely different thing.
Probably good to move away from that one.
Oh, a little bit to the left.
A little to the left.
Is that going to run?
Could that roll, Brian?
Well,
could we get a roll? No roll action.
You know, it stayed right on top of that. You know, another rotation of the ball maybe could have got that down and rolled a bit for him. Not in bad position. Again, we're playing a scramble, they tell me.
A scramble.
A
scramble.
Where they're just going with.
We can't say best ball.
No.
That's not what it is.
No, and Tanner gets so mad. Tanner's mad.
What is the difference, Brian?
I don't know. Craig's up now, though.
Here goes Craig. Craig is ready to go. Killer shoes, by the way.
Great shoes.
Yeah, I love the
absolutely.
Shoes.
Absolutely. You got to love Craig's shoes.
It's a big shot here for Craig.
It is. He's lining it up. Okay, gave it just a little flicker.
Give it a tap. He tapped it.
A little flicker.
It. That's not bad.
It's still running a little bit, probably a little more than he had hoped for on that one, Brady.
Probably just a little bit more, yeah.
Yeah. Got to be happy with it. He's on the short stuff. He's on the dance floor, as they like to say, Brady.
He is on the dance floor.
He's on the dance floor. Yep. This is going to go to Near Broke is coming up next, his third shot.
It's good to get off to
a
good – it would be beneficial for the listener crew to get off to a good start here today, Brian.
Well, it would, and you look near Brooks, just a little over 25 feet from the hole. And, again, he is just going to – I think
steady.
What we're going to see is very steady golf out of near Broke.
Yeah, that was a steady shot.
It, you know, Tanner was talking about – it's like, you know, when I always talked about golfing with my dad where he would – he'd never hit it a mile, but he never wasted a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he could always just keep it going. I think that's what we're going to find with Near Broke. Now stepping up, the dude down the hall, otherwise known as Derbs or Dustin.
Derbs, yeah.
So many names.
The
Do you
the
think they're aliases? Is
I
he
think
wanted somewhere?
I think he is, actually,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, he's from what we know, and again, not knowing much about the listener crew, Derbs is one of the better golfers in this, although we hear that Danson has really been picking up his game lately.
Yeah, and we heard that from Danson.
Yeah, we heard that from
him.
So we take all of that just as fact. We don't do real
Here
research.
Here comes a dude. He's looks like the line. He nubbed that,
that
one. We're going to go with a nubber.
Do you think it the wind perhaps got had something to do with that?
It was the wind, and they were barbecuing nearby.
Ah, yeah.
You know, the smell of a burger wafting through the air
can get you.
Distracts me
a bit. Distracting.
Yeah, I think was. Now Tanner lining up for this putt, he should have gotten a good read off of what the dude down
of what,
the hall
of what
did.
Derbs was doing. This is what he makes me do when we go golf. He knows I'm terrible, so he makes me go first just to see how not to do it.
All right, let's see what Tanner can do. You know, he's more than due.
Yeah, he is.
Here on his
Ooh, that looks
that
really
looks
good,
like a good
putt. Brian Gary.
It's going right
Brian
at the
Gary.
Hole. Oh my goodness!
Oh wow! It was right there.
Oh, I think you can tell by the reaction he missed it, but just a skosh.
Yeah,
we're gonna go with a skosh.
Yeah, that was
off to the right. I thought he read that perfectly. The right speed. You know, Schwint has to be happy with that shot.
He has to be happy with that. He really needed that. Yeah. His first couple were rough.
Embarrassing, actually.
And he needed that. Now we'll see what Mike Danson can do to follow that up.
Now this looks like a pretty good line, but
he didn't give it enough juice, Brian.
No, just too weak. Just too weak.
You know, I've seen Mike Danson throw a baseball 200 miles per hour. And I would have liked to see some of that power in that putt.
I've seen him throw a 7-iron.
Yeah.
The same speed.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so Bruce Deck, he tends to be the master at the putting here. We're going to see how that translates here at the back nine in Timnath. Again, you're more than welcome to come join us. Bruce has that right on line. Right on line, but a wee bit short, as they say.
Very good putt. But what even after one, Brian. We're even after one.
Well, both pars on both of them. Now, they've both gotten a little bit of a feel for the course. You know, it takes a little time to get acclimated, to get all that going, the nerves.
Mm-hmm.
You know when you're standing on
the
that
nerves.
First tee
yeah.
box.
Yeah, huge.
You know, it seems like everybody's focused on you. And
and this is very much like a Super Bowl for most of these people in this room here. I mean, they play golf all their lives to get to this point here in the first ever KFKA versus the listeners contest. And now we'll see if the nerves have kind of settled a little bit and the listener squad kind of, you know, eases into this game.
Well, this is somebody's going to have to – this is moving day.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's going to have to – take a hold of this and run with it. And will it be Louis? Louis getting ready to tee off on the 11th.
This is big.
470 yard.
Wow.
I believe this is a par 5.
Louis, we got.
He got over it.
That was a very nifty bounce there, Brian.
You know, that's where they like to say the gods were in your favor.
Yeah.
That thing skidded across the water, through the sand, onto the grass. You know, he got a triple taste of all the different types of ground that
he
are
did.
Out there.
He did. He touched a lot of ground there. A lot
did.
Of ground surfaces.
Yeah. D-Shribe.
Yeah, D-Shribe. I have a feeling he's going to launch this. Yards. It's a Narnia, Brian.
It is.
I just have a feeling.
It's a Narnia shot right here.
This is what he's needing.
Yeah, it's a 0.2-foot elevation here.
I want to get his
wind
confidence.
5.5 miles an hour. He put a hole in the screen
the
simulator.
Oh, it's just a little.
Oh, see?
He's got a tendency to go left, Brian. We've noticed that with D-Shribe.
This is where you can have all the muscle and all the, you know, whip you want. But if you can't control where that's going.
Right.
Beautiful distance. Yeah, that was pretty.
But he's in the pine needles.
He's in the pine needles.
He's there.
You're right.
You can gather some pine needles for later.
Yes, you can. Good kindling.
But power. He has a lot of power.
There is a lot of power from D-Shribe. Absolutely. He hit that like he's mad at somebody.
Mm-hmm. Taking it out on the ball.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's what the great ones do.
They really do. Craig, just from his approach, you can tell he's played the game a lot.
Yeah.
Craig, 470 yards out. He's an 8 handicap. And
The ball was not detected.
It was not detected, which is weird because it actually hit him. Mm-hmm. He detected the ball.
He did.
I don't know how the screen couldn't pick that up. Yeah, make sure you grab the right ball. That hit all of them.
Yeah, it really did. True.
Yep, interesting.
Maybe Tanner broke it when he tried to hit us earlier, Brian.
That was unnecessary.
Ball is ready.
The ball is ready.
The ball has been detected.
All right, Craig, let's see what he can do. He's going to give it a full swing here. I hope he learned something from
I think
previous
he did.
One. No.
No, it's
no he did
get
not.
Get into the cart path. He didn't learn his lesson.
No, he's over there in the pine needles as well.
Yeah, we got two guys on the pine needles right now.
Yeah, they're going to be hunting for grubs.
Yeah.
Is what they're going to be doing over there. Near Broke coming up now.
Near Broke has been, like you said earlier, he's going to be the consistent one. He might not be your home run hitter, but he's going to keep you in a ball game.
Oh, he certainly is. He's always going to be the guy who qualifies for the whole weekend.
Yeah,
that's
very true.
He's not just a Thursday, Friday golfer.
And that's a good shot. That is a great shot.
I don't know that you could have done much better than what Near Broke did.
No.
In fact, you can hear the gallery.
We're getting an applause in here. That was a big shot by Near Broke, and he shakes his hands as if he's shocked by that shot. But something tells me he's used to that.
Well, and what's really neat is that he's signing the balls for the kids over there.
That's really
great. Not everybody takes the time to do that, but he knows, who got him where he is.
Oh, he does. Yeah, he doesn't. He's not getting ahead of his skis or anything.
Do you feel that drive by Near Broke put a little pressure on the KFK squad?
I was watching the body language of Derbs and Tanner and Mike a bit, and there's some nerves starting to settle in, some doubt perhaps.
I think what you're seeing is doubt.
A lot of confidence early, and then we've gone now kind of more to doubt over here. Derbs could change that with one swing.
You could even say there was cockiness from the KFK.
Oh, perhaps, yeah.
That's a nice shot. Dude down the hall. He's heading
to sit down.
Sandy, baby, I'm in Missouri.
That was great. Thank
that
you.
That was nice. I'm going to sing a lot today.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Derbs it looked like a great shot, but then ultimately he's going to get him in the sand. But that was the furthest so far on that one, Brian.
Oh, good distance. D-Shribe had some great distance.
He did.
We're never going to find that ball.
No, it's lost in the pine needles.
Tanner Schwint stepping up now. Hopefully he can improve on his first drive. Shouldn't take a lot.
No.
Right? Even if he hit it in the water, it's better.
This is an important one for confidence building for the rest of this tournament.
Yeah, it really is. He's playing up the comic role. And he's continuing with the humor.
He went into the water, Brian. He went into the water. Danny's dropped his club. He's taken off his hat.
I think they're just going to change his name to Chuckles.
Yeah.
He's kind of playing a clown or Barkley.
Brian,
I'm not sure.
What is going on? Because we've both golfed with Tanner.
He's
always seemed like a pretty good golfer, and he's been saying that he's struggled a lot this summer. And now he really is struggling. He really is not good right now.
In fact, terrible.
Yeah.
He would be the first one to tell you, but Near Broke comes out with the ball retriever to try to help Tanner. Thank goodness they have Mike Danson. Mike really beat the hell out of that ball.
The form was amazing on that. Very unique. You could see the power. You could see that's the Mike Danson that can throw the fastball of 200 miles per hour.
That's the one we saw at Coors Field.
Yeah, that's the one we saw.
Absolutely.
Higher. Yes, higher. Even higher, Derb says.
Now let's see what Bruce can do.
Bruce got up his
set up here.
I would love to make fun of that, Brian, but that shank right there is exactly what you're going to get from me 97% of the time. So, Bruce, I feel your pain, my friend.
What's really nice is the KFKA team is showing they're human.
Yeah.
A lot of people wonder, are they golfing machines?
Are they just good at everything they do?
Exactly. Yeah, hot dog eating, racing.
Racing,
You know, all those things. But, that was that was an interesting thing. I think we're looking at Near Broke is in good position.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Danson beat the hell out of that
thing.
He's 181 yards out. 7.3 mile an hour wind blowing to the west.
Mm.
If I'm picking that up.
I was going to let you sort that out, and you did beautifully.
Nobody knows. That is a nice looking shot, but way too much. He's in the drink.
Oh no, Mike Danson!
Oh my goodness!
All power, but no finesse on that one, and he's in the drink at this point.
Yeah, he says he's here for the long ball, which is what everyone says when they do a shot
like that. That would be my ideal way. I don't care if it ends up going in the water. I just want to see the ball go fly.
Well, the key to a great team is having that guy who can get you the distance.
Mm-hmm.
You need your putter, and you need somebody who can do that mid-range shot. Right now, The dude down the hall is lining up.
Oh,
oh, that looks really nice. The arc on that is sweet. And
again,
Kerplunk.
That looked like a great shot. Just a little too much oomph on that one, and that found itself in the water as well.
That's two balls in the drink in a row.
Yeah, well, yeah, and Tanner put one in there earlier. So, you know. They're water guys right
they,
now.
They're
water buffalo, as they've been called.
Some call it a Cape Buffalo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, after Tanner's shot here, might be a good time for us to take a break.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll finish this shot. We cannot miss Tanner shooting because you really, at this point, never know what it's going to do or where it's going to go.
181 yards to the hole, and I'm confident he can get 40 of that with
his
shot.
Yeah, he can. Yeah. Will he go in the water again?
Is there even any water?
I think.
He'll find it if there is.
He'll find
Somebody
it.
Left a Dasani bottle out there. Tanner hit it.
He's going to go in the water, Brian.
He is going in
he
the water.
He is actually in the water.
The sunny ball.
A lot of water. Okay, as Tanner tries to collect himself, we'll take – well, no, should we keep it here for Bruce?
Let's just get Bruce's shot.
Let's
last
get Bruce's
one of the
shot.
KFKA
yes, good idea.
Team.
Yeah, good
we're going to see him. Bruce also – again, we're playing 181 out, taking Mike Danson's drive and seeing what they can do with that second shot.
Mm-hmm.
This is where we need Bruce. And that looks good, but it's
going to
go.
It's leaning right there. Yeah, wow. That a baby. We'll take a bunker shot. All right, Brian, this might be a good shot. So Bruce is in the bunker as well. We'll take a short break. We are live and on location here at Back 9 Timnath. Yeah. We've got KFKA versus the listeners here. And right now I think it's a pretty good battle back and forth.
Very good battle. It's going to come down to the last hole.
It's going to come down to it.
There's
and that's
no doubt.
What we're here for, Brian. So don't tune away because this is Must Listen. We'll be right back.
Hear local news during your commute. Good morning, NOCO. Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
This is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
4.
Straight down the middle.
I love that, Brian. That is a great tune right there. We are live and on location at Back 9 Timnath. It's a wonderful golf simulator. And, Brian, this is a legit golf simulator.
You know, it really is. I was just visiting with Sport, who came by to check out the action as well. And we were both commenting how fun this
looks.
Oh, this
is amazing.
And how accurate, because you watch the swing and follow the trajectory, and, man, it is exactly where you think it would be. It's really got to be this is really cool for people who love to play but don't always get the chance to get out there during the day or anything. This is 24 hours a day.
24.
You can come and do this.
Yeah, and if you know the weather's an issue or you just want to work on your game, you don't want to be out on the course, you don't want to have to go through the hubbub of getting the golf cart and all that stuff. No, rigamaroo. I like that one better.
Yeah, so
you got to get out here. Check them out online at back9timnath.com, I believe, back9timnath.com. Come check this out because it is a wonderful opportunity, and the guys are having a lot of fun here, so...
They are. Now, we are still just on the we are on the second hole. They are playing the back nine, so this would be hole 11 here. We're playing TPC Sawgrass. We're sitting about 72 yards out, and Dallas is trying to find a club that doesn't suck.
Well, Dallas has got the power, Brian.
Oh, the power is there.
He's going left all the time. Do you think stepping off to the right would help him at all?
I think just settling down a little bit.
Maybe you think it's the, you think it's a lot of the nerves.
That's hulking it.
Well, being high. Oh, there's.
Oh, but that may shut me up right
that
there.
That is what you do. That is what you do, Brian. Schreib comes up big right there.
You know, once again, as we said earlier, on the dance floor, Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let the dance party begin.
Let your feet do the talking.
Yeah, they've got to.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Schreib's doing right now.
Yeah, we're gonna see what Louis can do here again. Louis saw, what D. Schreib was able to do. And the pressure's off a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Louis can just kind of.
Louis can just go be Louis right now. Sometimes you just got to be Louis.
That's the best advice you could give.
Yeah.
Be Louis.
Yeah.
All right. Here he goes. That was very Louis-esque.
That was Louis. That's the Louis I know. That is the Louis that I know.
Okay. Beautifully climbed up, hit the green, caught the slope.
Very good.
That's how you dial it up. That was very nice. Yeah, well done, Louis.
Nice job, Louis. That's again, when I say that, I met Louis about an hour ago, and that's the one I know. That's the guy. When I saw him, I said, there's something about him, because he was literally the only person here at the time, but got a vibe.
Well, and you could. And you can see why they wrote a song about him.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good song, actually.
Oh, very good one.
Yeah, it's a few songs about Louis.
Yeah, I was going with Louis.
Yeah.
You know, if you can come up with some other ones, that would be cool. Let me know when that happens.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
What was the Louis? Isn't that Yeah. So there's two.
That's it. Yeah, okay.
We got two right
now. Any Craig songs?
Oh, there's several songs about Craig, I'm sure.
Craig,
It's not, he didn't end up in the rough, Brian, so that's okay.
No, and that's one where if that were me on the course, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, oh.
You know, I'm totally.
I moved the ball forward. I advanced the ball. Yeah, that's big.
I call those riders where you can actually ride in the cart to your ball and not feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's very good.
All right, near broke here.
Big one from near broke.
He's been steady. That really looked crappy.
No.
You know, there is about – there is like a 4-inch bunker out there, and he found it.
He found that one. Yeah, that was the smallest bunker I've ever seen in my life.
Deep.
Yeah.
Very deep.
It didn't even look like a bunker. Like, maybe it was some kind of a well at one point. But now, now it's sand. Yeah.
Do you – a pot bunker. Yeah. Yes, yes. Yeah. Very, very much so. Mm-hmm. Do you think he'll be able to get out of it? It looked pretty deep. And,
I don't think so.
Near broke is not in the Craig school of height.
No.
You know?
We would lose near broke in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would lose him in there. Here goes Bruce Dick, the coach Bruce Dick, Hall of Famer, by the way.
Yeah, Hall of Fame coach Bruce Dick coming up now.
Multiple award winning. I mean, he's won awards in everything he does, Brian.
Yeah, the man just, he has excellence in everything he tries, but this is crucial right here. That excellence
that
is not in his short game.
I'm not sure what happened there, Brian.
I'm not sure either.
Maybe he slipped? Do you think? It's a little wet out there. There's some dew still on the grass from the morning, perhaps. But there was some slippage.
You know, I don't know about you, Brady, but when the pressure's on like that and I hit a shot like that, it's going to bother me for days.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm hoping Bruce is able to overcome that. Well,
and that's the thing about this game, Brian. You have to. You have to
overcome. It's all about overcoming.
You got to be a goldfish. They have no memory. You have to quickly forget that and put it behind you.
All right, the dude down the hall
That just stopped, Brian. That was a good shot. It just stopped.
It's like he hit a square ball.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, there was no roll.
Hit a square ball? Yeah, I think
no
so.
No roll, yeah.
I'm going to have Sammy, our intern, go around and talk to the listeners. Give me one interesting note about each listener, if you could, Sammy. That would be wonderful.
That's your assignment.
I don't think any of them are getting on the island.
Well, we need a fact because we have all these interesting factoids about Bruce Dick. We know he's a Hall of Famer. We know Tanner milks cows. We know
Tanner
Mike Danson is really powerful, and Derbs is a phenomenal golfer. But we need information on the listeners.
We do. Tanner, 12 yards out. That might be – wow, continues that suckful path.
It's been a rough go. He had a really good putt early in the first hole, Brian, but that's kind of it so far for Tanner Schwint.
You know, I'm impressed how he's held his composure, though, even through the horrible golfing.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
there he came.
He did throw his golf club earlier, and he almost hit us with a ball, Brian.
That's
but,
true.
You know, that's a pretty tame day for him. Mike Danson with another –
Is it fair to say so far, early, he's been the MVP so far?
MVP so far is without a doubt Mike Danson.
He's got a different look about him today.
Well, he has it going on, and I think it might have been a pre-round beer warm-up, whatever it was. Yeah. But, no, he seems totally dialed in. And I've heard he's been playing good golf, and that is it's showing up here at the back nine here in Timnath. Get on out here again. We're just on the 11th hole. We're gonna play nine or until somebody is up. After the first hole, we're even. Mm-hmm. Louis is now looking at a 14-foot putt.
This is a big putt. This is a big putt.
Looks like it's gonna break a little to the right, Brady.
Yeah, that's what it's looking. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we'll see. Louis.
Big one for Louis.
Yeah. He's changed his putting grip. I know he worked.
Just a little to the left.
A little too much oomph.
I like how the flag floats in the air like that.
Isn't that simulator. Nice?
I wish it would do that in real life, don't you?
The way that is going, it shows that there's a little. Well, you got a 7-mile-an-hour gust going through there.
Yeah.
It's going to move the flag a little bit.
A little bit.
But here's where Craig's due.
Craig needs – this is where, you find – okay, you're kind of struggling teeing off. You're struggling with your mid-range game. Mm-hmm. You got to try to find a way to insert yourself into this game right now, and this is what he's got to do on the putting side of things.
Very interesting putting grip with him. The left hand way down on the shaft, the right hand up higher. We're seeing how – that looks like a good line.
Oh, wow. Just missed it.
The right speed, but – started off a little left and it never broke. It didn't break as much as he thought it was going to be. Now this is the key putt right here. Now this is for a birdie. This is for a bird near broke, set up now. And I don't know if he got enough of that. Did he get enough?
He didn't, Brian. Wow, that was an emotional roller coaster on right there. I thought he had it. He's having a hard time picking up his ball. He got it, though. That was a
medic. Yeah.
That was a great putt. It just couldn't quite complete it.
That's why I always prefer give me, because I don't have to bend over and get the ball out of the hole.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. D Shribe here. That's going to come out way right. Yeah. Oh,
so
hey, that's one up for the KFKA team. That bird.
Wow.
We got that birdie. Very, very nice.
So KFKA is leading right now by one.
They are.
One stroke.
That shows you how important that one roll, the near broke, missed that putt by. I mean, it was seriously one roll, and we're all even. Now, can the listeners come back?
Oh,
and get that hole back.
You don't want to get into a situation where you will fall behind early here. So this is a significant upcoming hole here.
It's huge, and there was a lot of doubt from Sammy off to your left there.
That the listeners could come back, or
yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He seemed to doubt it. All right, let's see.
We'll see.
The dude down the hall.
Derbs took it off to the right. He said it was. I just caught him. He said. It was supposed to hook. It did not hook, and he is in the pine needles.
He's going to be hanging out with the deciduous trees.
Yes, and the squirrels.
Yes.
And the creatures.
Yes, absolutely.
Derbs does like
nature,
so it actually kind of works out. He's bummed that he didn't get the shot he wanted, but he does get to be around some raccoons.
Which he loves, especially wearing the Kung Fu Panda 4 onesie.
Yes, very popular.
We all know.
Very popular in the office. So we'll get through Tanner's shot here. We'll get through this group's
break.
Shot, and then we'll take another break. But we definitely want to get through the cycle here of the fellas. Tanner Schwint trying to redeem himself.
306 yards to the hole. Tanner selecting a big club. Well, that was...
He was not ready to go there. He was not ready.
No.
He's going to join Derbs. He's going to go for a walk with Derbs.
Yeah, walk with Derbs. That will be nice.
They will be both in the forest.
That is...
But, he's having fun.
Well, he's having fun, but his wife even just texted and say, keep that loser there.
Yeah, until he gets better.
I don't want
send
my
home.
Kids to see this.
Yeah, it'd be tough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
No, absolutely not.
Mike Danson, can he continue his absolute domination so far in this one here at Back 9, Timnath.
I would not be shocked if Mike puts this thing nearly on.
I would not be shocked. I would second that.
It's a drivable hole.
Yeah.
306 to the hole. If Mike gets a hold of this, here we go. Whack.
Yep.
That's leaking.
That's leaking a little to the left. It's leaking. Speaking of leak, Brian.
Oh.
It's in the water.
That is another water ball.
In the water.
That's three in the water?
Oh, that was a three wood.
Not even a driver. Okay, well, he should have used the driver. He would have gone over that damn water. What a poor move.
A lot of power. A lot of power from Mike. What has Mike Danson done in the last year to increase his
steroids.
Driving range? Steroids,
yes,
you think? He
steroids.
Does kind of look like he's been roided.
He's roided up, and the rage is just out of control.
The rage.
Yeah.
Ooh, Bruce is skipping rocks, Brian. He's skipping rocks. He went right over the water.
That's a good skipper, Bruce.
Yes, it is. I'm going to start calling him Skipper.
Skipper.
Because he's the nickname guy.
Brady is the nickname guy.
He's already got a nickname, but today he's Skipper, Brian.
Skipper. That ended up all right, man.
That was a big shot. Oh, D-Stripe's coming up. Michael, we'll take a short break. We are having a blast. This is actually... This is really fun. Welcome. We'll be taking a break here with the Back 9, Timnath.
Yes.
KFKA versus the listeners. KFKA is leading right now, but barely. This is an important hole. We'll get back to it. Coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports splash.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Colorado, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the Whole Show live at Back 9, Timnath. We've got this wonderful golf simulator. It is so cool. What do they have, Brian? Like three rooms over there, three different pods that you can go to?
Yeah, there's several bays, and you can just, you know, you get yourself a bay, you get an assignment for it, you show up, you get a code for the door, and you and your buddies can come in.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to bring a picnic with you or whatever, you're welcome to do that, and it's 24 hours a day.
It's so cool.
Back
it's
to the
relaxing.
Action.
Yeah, back to the action here,
near
Brian.
Broke up here. By the way, Craig just had a good shot. Went up there. Louis has been dynamite when we're off the air.
Do you think the we are getting to him on the with the radio side of things?
It may be, yeah. And we'll continue to try to affect that because these are our coworkers, and to work with them after they lose would be hell.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they're also used to the goofy things that we say, and it doesn't faze them as much anymore. But
this is true.
The listeners are certainly not used to that. D-Shribe. Although they listen, so they're used to some of that.
Yeah. 54 yards out.
That's a good shot, Brian.
That's a very good shot.
Yeah. That's a good shot.
What just happened?
I don't know. Tanner and
Tanner
Michael.
Was very happy.
That was 11.
Ah. Still didn't hear it, but apparently that was nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
But it could have been nice.
Just outside the gimme range.
Oh, there's a gimme range.
There's a gimme range, which means they could just pick up the ball, apparently, Brian.
Yeah. I was unaware there was one of those.
How do you feel about gimmies? Do you think they should have – now, you mentioned it earlier, but do you think – is it hurt the game? Should you try to just golf that putt that thing in?
I think you need to hear the clink in order for the hole to go because I miss a lot of – I take the gimmies the minute it's offered.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to make that putt.
Yeah, that's
– nobody offers those to me.
It's fun to do that today.
All right, now, KFKA team up one. We are on our third hole, which is the 12th. Bruce Dick.
Whoa.
Hey,
Bruce
nice drive
Dick.
From Brucey Bruce.
That is the Hall of Fame coach right there, Bruce Dick. And it was kind of faded there.
It faded on the fringe.
He's on the fringe.
Yeah, but Brucey Bruce and the Funky Bunch, got to be happy with that one.
A lot of Bruce's basketball teams over the years have been on the fringe of winning a championship.
Just on the edge.
Yeah,
you know, he never really could pull the trigger.
Well, yeah.
You know, just a shame.
He might hit us, right?
He might
hit us. All right,
actually, Tanner came the closest to hitting us.
Oh, yeah, he did. He actually did. Derbs has kind of had a quiet day so far, Brian. We need to see a big one from
Derbs
the dude
coming,
down the hall.
He's coming back from an injury.
He is, but
and,
that might be
he
it.
Hasn't spent much time swinging the club. He's got to be happy with that
one. Yeah, yeah. That gets you back. That gets your confidence going. That gets you back on the. That gets you back on the horse.
You know what it does, Brady, is it gives you a chance.
Yeah, it does.
You know, that just gave him a chance, and he needed that because he knew who was coming up behind him.
He did.
And
yeah.
And that would be Tanner.
That's Tanner Schwinn. Here he goes.
He just took a divot.
He's going to have to replace that.
He will have to replace it. I don't know what he'll put it in there. And Tanner swings, and this has some nice height on it, but it fell really short.
Wow. Well.
That was as short as Wee Man from the Jackass movies. That
yeah,
was,
really reminded me of yeah, that. Yeah, yeah, that's what it
really
did.
Really did. Yep.
Well, here's Mike dancing. We'll stick with Mike here and then take another break before we conclude this first hour out here at Back 9 Timnath.
124 yards out from Mr. Danson. It looked like a nice swing, but I think it's going to stay right.
It's going to stay right, but again, the power is incredible from this human.
He has a very nice looking swing.
He does. He really does.
Yeah, I will give him that, no question. I'm going the most steady though so far. Near broke.
Near broke is a steady golfer.
He's a steady golfer.
Yep. Yeah. Well, we'll take a short break here. We'll be back in just a moment here live from Back 9 Timnath. We are having a blast out here. KFK versus the listeners. Our first ever of this kind of thing. So we'll see how it ends up. We'll be right back.
Football, volleyball, and all the preps fall sports you can handle. Listen to Coach Speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back. Thanks, Brian. I don't know what I'd do without you, man. We are back at the back nine.
Just start another nice Louie poll from Micah. Thank you to Micah back at the studio.
Good job, buddy. Okay, so we're three holes in, Brian.
Yes.
And it's dead even.
There was some excitement that just went down. Near broke, and his team sunk the putt. D. Schreib put it in to get the birdie, even the score up. We're now teeing off on the 14th hole, all square.
Yeah.
Craig is getting ready.
Craig needs a good one here, Brian.
Well, Craig, I don't know which iron he's going with. We're only 130 yards to the hole. This is just a nice par three. And
That's pretty good, Brian.
You know, him and Louie are buddies.
Yeah.
And they're just kind of sitting there together.
I love this. I just asked Derbs. Derbs has golfed a lot, Brian. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been on all these golf courses and simulators, and I just asked him, I said, how does it hold up compared? How does this simulator hold up? And he said, it's legit. It's the best one I've ever, like, as far as simulators, the best one I've ever been on.
Well, it sure seems that way. As Sport and I were talking, I mean, we've watched a lot of golf. We've played a lot of golf, but this seems so right from the way they're swinging, trajectory of the ball to where it lands. And near broke, he's just sitting next to the sand pit again.
Yeah, he's teasing it. He's teasing the sand pit.
But this is the way he rolls. Now he's going to get up and down,
yeah.
And he's going to get a par on that. And that's really what you got to look for. It's hard to get a bird on a par three.
Yeah, no question, Brian.
Mike Danson is actually using his distance finder. How far is it to the screen, Mike?
Oh, wow.
Okay, wow. 153. It actually says that up there, which is cool.
It is so cool. It says the distance, your elevation, the wind. Yeah. I mean, you can't do anything in wind, as Derb says.
No, nothing can be done in wind.
Pretty good shot, but going to go right slightly, Brian.
It's going to stay up there. Again, as we like to say, he's Mike Danson.
He's dancing with it. That's what you want to do.
Next up, comic relief time. This is where Tanner comes in. He told me he's going to get a one on this one. That's the way I interpreted that. I don't know what you saw, but
yeah,
it looked like he was.
That's what I
he
thought.
He was just waving. He was calling his shot.
I'm trying to. We got a minute here, so I'm hoping he gets this terrible shot off before we take a break. If we can stay here, we will. Tanner Schwint is trying to just get – he's taking his time, though, right?
Yeah, he's talking a lot.
He's talking to people.
He's talking a lot.
Might be part of the problem with
his
game.
It might be.
But then?
Now, this may be Tanner's best shot of the day.
Good shot. Just a little, well, pretty good overall.
Again, he's dancing as well.
All right, we're going to take another break here. We'll wrap up our number one. We'll see if we can get Zach Wilson, the owner of Back 9 Timnath, to jump in, talk to you a bit, Brian, here as you guys continue this for at least a few minutes, and then I'll be back too. So keep it here on the whole show special edition, KFKA versus the listeners at Back 9 Timnath. And we are dead even. This is a tight one here this Friday afternoon. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.